Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hurry Up Podcast. I'm your host, David Giardino, and I'm joined today by Brandon Ganasty.
What's up, man?
And Ayush Gupta.
Yo, yo, yo.
All right, it is All-Star Weekend, and it was announced, we're recording this on Saturday, the day before the All-Star Game, and it was announced yesterday that Mike Conley of the Utah Jazz would be replacing the injured Devin Booker, who was already replacing the injured Anthony Davis, in the All-Star Game. So, just, do you guys have any thoughts on that? Brandon, I know you're pretty opinionated on this, so we'll go to you first.
I know that I feel like this is almost an olive branch or a peace offering from the NBA to Mike Conley, because they've never given it to him in so many years when he has felt like he's deserved it. And obviously he's the best player in league history to consistently have never been an all-star. But I just got to say, like, maybe while he might have deserved it in years past, he just doesn't deserve it this year. He's had a great year winning wise, but like, he's averaged 16 points per game. It's not like he's a Draymond Green and his calling card is defense, his calling card is his passing. No, he's there to be a scorer. He's there to get buckets, and he's averaging 16 points per game. And I don't think you should be able to make an All-Star game with a 16 point per game sort of, you know, pull and scoring. And it also brings up the point of like, man, there are three All-Stars from the Jazz, a team that I think might get knocked first round. Like, I think it's very possible that they'll get knocked first round, you know?
I mean, I think he has a case, obviously, because he has played really, really well and has had a really good season. And I do agree that it's kind of a pity selection because, yeah, obviously he is at some point in his career deserved to be an All-Star. But it's, there's no doubt in my mind that that DeMar DeRozan deserves this spot. There's no doubt. He's averaging over 20 on the fourth seed in the West. He's carrying that team to the playoffs. And I think what happened, and this could be just all speculation, but I think the NBA saw that Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert were the last two picked in the All-Star draft, and people aren't respecting their number one seed in the West, and so they want to make them more marketable, and so they're going to choose Conley, who's a guy on the one seed, versus DeRozan, who's not that flashy of a player anymore on San Antonio. I think it's all about marketability, but, which is ridiculous.
No, I think that there are totally, aside from DeRozan, there are other players in the West who may have deserved the nod over Conley. Like, you look at guys like Shea, John Wall, Christian Wood.
Mm-hmm. No.
CJ McCollum.
Christian Wood hasn't played.
Yeah, see, I think CJ McCollum even deserves it over Mike Conley. No.
I think the only two guys you can make a case for over Conley are Shea and DeRozan. But I think DeRozan just takes it by so much. I don't see the consideration of Conley in this.
Oh, this is clear cut. Like, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, and the thing is, people are like, I don't know, they're down on DeRozan because his play style is not the modern NBA play style. He still takes a lot of mids, and I don't understand it. Like, this guy is so incredibly talented. You know how hard it is to average like 24 a game on a team or in a league with this much three-point shooting and not taking them? Like, it's hard, and this guy is killing it this year, leading a team that I don't think anybody really expected to be solidly in the playoffs at the All-Star break to being the four seed in the West. I made the argument before even Devin Booker was announced that he should have been in there. But it's ridiculous that there have been two injury replacements in the West, and he isn't one of them.
Yeah, and I mean, going back to LeBron and Kevin Durant sort of laughing at, like, you know, no one wants to play with Utah. I mean,
that was funny.
Not wrong. Okay, it's funny, but like, at the same time, they're really not wrong. Like,
I think it'd be really, the funniest thing would be in the end if Utah somehow beat LA and beat the Nets in the finals.
That would be hilarious. Yeah. But like, I mean, it's not up to the league to make up for the guy, like, the point of having a draft. Yeah. So I mean, Utah, if I'm Utah, I'm Donovan Mitchell and I'm Rudy Gobert, I'm taking it as like motivation. Like, oh, nobody wants us. People are still sleeping on us, no matter, even if we're winning. And they should go out and prove people wrong. I don't see what the big drama is. Like, there's a draft for a reason.
And here's the mind.
Some vendetta against the Jazz.
No, here's the mind game, though. Like, I think Donovan Mitchell can take this as motivation, and we've seen him do this when Shaq just like gets on the call and disrespectfully says to him, I don't think you're a star. Like, and Donovan Mitchell is the type of guy who turns this stuff into energy. Rudy Gobert is the type of guy who literally cries about this stuff. I remember there was one year he didn't get an All-Star selection and he was told about that and he just started crying on camera.
the whole reason, like, I think the first year that they did the NBA All-Star draft, they didn't televise it for this very reason. They didn't want, like, the players to know who was drafted last. And then I think LeBron came out and he was like, who cares? We're all NBA, we're all adults. Exactly. We're all professionals. So, I mean, it shouldn't really matter.
Yeah, which he is absolutely right in. Like, boo-hoo, you got picked last. You're an All-Star. Who cares? It's fun. Like, the reason, like, I hated when they had a draft and they didn't televise it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was stupid. Like, that takes away the whole point. And now that it is televised, it's hilarious watching those, like, LeBron going, I want Jalen underappreciated Brown, and, like, giving nicknames to all those guys. It's fun to watch.
Katie's got to work on his.
I know, but LeBron's done this three times.
It was Katie's first time.
Durant's only done it once. I mean, like, it's fun.
Katie was lounging on a couch with his feet up. Like, come on, man. Come on.
It was
That's kind of the way.
But, like, also seeing, like, LeBron and D Wade crack inside jokes on the show was hilarious. And it was entertaining. And I don't know. NBA is not going to change it. Why would they? It was funny. And, you know, I'm not saying, like, nobody is saying that Mitchell and Gobert didn't deserve to be All-Stars, because they absolutely did, without a doubt. And so, who cares?
Go out and prove them wrong. Yeah, use it as motivation. I hope they do.
Yeah. So now that we have that out of the way, we're going to move into our predictions. So we're going to first start with the skills challenge, which is the first event of the night on All-Star Sunday. And participating in it is Robert Covington, Luka Doncic, Chris Paul, Julius Randle, Domantas Sabonis, and Nikola Vucevic. So what they're doing is there are three guards, that's Covington, Doncic, and Paul, and three bigs, which are Randle, Sabonis, and Vucevic, and one guard and one big gets a bye, and then obviously the other two play in the first round. And so the first round matchup for the guards is Chris Paul versus Robert Covington. What are we thinking?
Taking CP, man. Yeah. Covington just doesn't have the handles to keep up with the point guard.
And I think that Chris Paul should be one of the favorites to win the competition.
I love Chris Paul, and I think
Redemption tour.
All right, for the bigs, it's Randle versus Sabonis. What are you guys thinking?
I'm taking Randle.
I think this is a toss up.
Sabonis was the runner up last year.
But I mean, this is such a fluky competition, though. It's just like, one bad pass and you're pretty much.
It's going to come down to the shot.
Yeah.
And I think
it always comes down to the shot.
Yeah.
I think the passing, actually, though. I think Sabonis can get that first pass, but I think it's going to take Randle all three tries, you know?
But the pass doesn't. I mean, some.
I'm
like,
going to go
with
Sabonis. I'm going with Sabonis first.
I'll go Sabonis, too. But I think it's close.
All right. Second round.
Randle's faster, and I think Randle has better handles, though.
Okay. Luka versus Chris Paul.
Ooh, that is, I think that's like the two best. Gonna get Luka. But
I'm taking CP, man. Luka's too slow to keep up with.
Chris Paul's like 35, Brandon. How slow do you think Luka is?
I think he's still slower than Chris Paul.
Even if CP's faster, like, your speed probably gets you maximum one extra shot.
Nah, man, I'm taking CP, man.
Okay.
With money on it all to win it all, that final shot, I'm taking CP's shot over Luka's.
I would agree with you.
Iguodala.
I want Iguodala. No, I'm taking CP too. Maybe it's just CP bias because he's probably my favorite player in the league right now, but I'm taking CP.
I don't know. Luka's made some clutch shots. I know CP has too, but I don't know. Luka's Luka.
Okay. So our final. Oh, and for the bigs, we have Sabonis or Randle versus Vucevic.
I gotta go Vuce. Big Vuce.
Really? Okay. Brandon?
I'm taking Sabonis.
You said Randle for the first round.
I mean, I'm taking... No, you convinced me to change my mind, man. I'm not taking Randle. I'm taking Sabonis here because of his history in the contest. And then
I am also taking Sabonis.
I'm taking Sabonis
so,
here.
So, Ayush, your final is Luka versus Vucevic, and Brandon, we both have CP versus Sabonis.
I will take Luka over Vucevic.
Really? Yeah. Okay, Brandon?
I'm taking CP.
I am also taking CP. I think the run of bigs winning this competition is over because they haven't seen Chris Paul yet. Paul is currently the favorite to win, betting odds wise. So I think Brandon and I both made the right decision. And Ayush, Luka Doncic is right behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, so to round out his legacy, like, he's done so much in this league, and probably, like, aside from a championship, this
he's
is
cementing his Hall of Fame legacy.
Okay.
Skills challenge.
Laugh all you want, but this is, like, one of the final few accolades that he just hasn't gotten yet. And who knows?
He's already first ballot, man. I don't think he needs anything else.
He only needs the Nickelodeon Most Valuable Player.
Yeah, exactly. All right, moving on to the three-point contest. Here's a look at the field. Steph Curry, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Zach LaVine, and Donovan Mitchell. I have a bone to pick with this. I understand if the NBA wants to keep as few people at the All-Star game as possible. But then I'm just like, why have it? Because there's no way Donovan Mitchell should be in the three-point contest, if we're being blatantly honest. And same thing with Jaylen Brown. Like, they're both good shooters, but you're missing guys like Duncan Robinson and Seth Curry and Joe Harris that are specialists. Like, what they do is three-point shooting.
Is there anyone who's challenging Steph Curry in this competition? Like,
Devin Booker. I think D-Book and Zach LaVine are dark horses in this. I do, because... I mean, Booker's won one before, right?
Wait, so what's the lineup? What's the lineup for the three-point contest?
Like the order?
Or it doesn't matter what the order is, just like who's going.
Curry, Jaylen. Yeah. Curry, Jaylen, Jason, Booker, LaVine, and Donovan Mitchell. So let's get your final two and your winner, Brandon.
Final two, Curry, and I think Curry... Ah, man. I'm taking Curry and Brown. I'm taking the dark horse. There's always a dark horse in there.
Brown.
There is always a dark horse in there.
Okay.
This competition is the most based on skill. There's less fluke involved. So I think
that I would completely deny that, man. Curry tried it 1 year. He just didn't win. You had
who? Yeah, but he was going up against Klay Thompson, man.
Paul George was going 40% from three, and then he bricked every shot.
It's more of a skill... To be better. It takes more than being a great shooter to be...
As compared to the skills competition and dunk contest?
Well, if you listen to, like, Reggie Miller, it's when he talks about the three-point contest, it's a different skill to be good at the three-point contest than to be good at shooting, because you're getting it off the rack, and that's different than if you're catching and shooting. So that's why I'm going to take a guy like Curry or Devin Booker who have actually, like, won this before. I don't know.
Yeah, I would go Curry and Book in the final two. I wouldn't be surprised if LaVine made it as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Curry, Book, and Curry winning.
Yeah, Curry.
I think there's just no argument for anybody other than Curry winning. And
he's the best shooter ever. Like,
just luck. Like, luck is the only way that someone else wins. So
if he manages to lose this, and it's not to, like, a historic performance by another player, I think that would actually hurt his legacy.
No, there's no there's no question he's the greatest shooter of all time, man.
He's the greatest shooter of all time, but he didn't win the 2021 three-point contest.
If he doesn't win this and he blows it and he has a terrible showing out there, I think that is a bad look for him.
It's a bad look, but like, people will forget in a week. So.
Also, this is a different three-point contest than he's ever won, because of there's the new Mountain Dew balls. They're the two really far ones. Which is only going to help him, because he's Steph Curry.
We should be having Dame in here. Why is there no Dame time?
How does that work?
So it's the regular five racks, except for there are two Mountain Dew balls that are in between the wing and the top that are, like, Curry range, and they're worth 3 points, I think.
Is that, like, big three, like, 4 point?
4 point.
It's farther than that, I think.
Okay.
Actually, no, I think it's...
It might be around that.
It's like one shot worth 3 points.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so they get 70 seconds instead of 60 seconds because they added two shots.
Also, Brandon, I think someone like Dame should have totally been in the competition.
Why is there
over Dame? Jaylen. I'm sorry.
Listen, man, I'm taking the dark horse, okay? For the finals.
Jaylen or Jason should not be in here. They're the worst shooters out of
I think Jalen deserves it.
I think it's cool to see both of them as a Celtics fan, but yeah, I agree. They don't. They shouldn't both be.
Okay. So we all have Steph winning.
For sure. I think this is the easiest one to pick.
All right, moving on to the dunk contest. I also have a bone to pick with this. Like, none of these guys would be here. Maybe, oh no, Obi Toppin would be here because of the Rising Stars game. But none of the other two guys would be here. And I get it. Like, they are good dunkers. I'm not the one of those people that it's like, oh, who are these guys? Because, like, I've seen Anthony Simons and Cassius Stanley dunk before. But you don't have the defending champion back? Hello? Oh, same thing with three-point. Like, Buddy Hield isn't here. He won it last year.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not bring back the guy that won the dunk contest? I need to see Derek Jones back. He's, I don't know. But in this, I'm going to go with Cassius Stanley for this.
Really? I'm going Obi Toppin just because of his historic, you know, season dunking-wise in college, you know?
I'm also going to go Obi.
You're going to go Obi. Ah, okay. Let me think about this because I like
a historic dunking season in college.
The thing that I really dislike about the dunk contest this year is there's only three people.
Yeah, that's true. And three of I don't know.
Well, I mean, they could add like who else? Like
Javonte Green should have been there. Like, this isn't even Celtics bias. Javonte Green is a really good dunker.
But Derek Jones. Hello.
No, not that Rob Williams. Yeah, Derek Jones. Exactly.
Derek Jones absolutely deserves to be here.
Also,
I think Derek Jones turned it down. Like,
Derek Jones.
They definitely, there's no way they would have offered it to him.
No, he would have come out and said,
there's no way they didn't offer it to him.
I think there is a way they wanted to switch it up.
And I also think, I mean, obviously, I don't think this is the year to do it because of COVID, but the NBA in the future, if they're going to get guys like this who are sort of like, they're definitely not household names. I feel like they should be getting professional dunkers instead.
So yes, I would love to see a wild card professional dunker in each dunk contest.
Yes,
that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really, really cool. One thing I do like about this year though is they must have heard us complaining about the judges last year, because the judges this year are actually like guys that are known for dunking. So it's Dominique, Spud Webb, Jason Richardson, D Brown, and Josh Smith. All guys that have been in dunk contests before and won them. So that's really, really good. Unlike last year.
Unlike DJ Khaled.
Yeah, which was, it was just bad. Like, nobody.
Another one.
Yeah, like, it was just stupid having celebrities judge the dunk contest. It should be guys that actually know
about dunking. Give us some cool moments, like the whole Chadwick Boseman. Black Panther.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, but they don't need him as a judge for that. That's what I'm saying.
He could have played like a J. Cole.
He would have. Yeah, but he could have like been at the game or at the contest and done that.
They
didn't need him judging.
Like a J. Cole and J. Cole and what was his name?
Dennis Smith.
Yeah, I don't remember him because he's.
That was cool. He's actually playing really well.
He was going to be one of the best rookies from that.
Yeah, he's playing so well that he got cut from like two teams.
No, he just got traded for Derrick Rose, man.
No, they keep him as like chump change though.
Like, yeah, I know, but he's actually playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, for worst team in the East.
Yeah, that's true. But let's move on. let's move on to the big game. So team LeBron, we have Giannis, Jaylen Brown, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Paul George, Rudy Gobert, obviously LeBron, Nikola Jokic, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul, DeMontis Sabonis, and Ben Simmons, coached by Quinn Snyder. Coach of the Jazz, obviously. And on team.
Oh, throw back to that video of him putting his finger in his ear and then rubbing it on his lips. That was disgusting. No, there was. Trust me, man. There was. I forget where I saw it, but there is a disgusting video of him doing that. And it. I can't view him as a coach. I can't. I'll never say anything good about him. Does that? Who does that, man? That's disgusting. Do you want me to video? Do you want me to screen share right now?
No,
I don't want to see it.
Ben, this may be a cut moment.
This is absolutely a blooper reel moment. Oh my god. Okay. So for Team Durant, there's Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, who's obviously not playing. Anthony Davis, who's obviously not playing. Durant himself, who's obviously not playing. Joel Embiid, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Zach LaVine, Kawhi. Donovan Mitchell, Julius Randle, Jason Tatum, Vucevic, Zion Williamson, and Mike Conley. So Here are the rules this year are going to be the same as last year, I believe, with I don't think they're doing this the charity end of the quarter score thing. I haven't heard anything about that. But
isn't there something about historically black colleges and universities?
Yes, that actually that might be it. I don't know exactly what they're doing with the end of the quarter. Yeah, so they're doing the same thing with charities. Team LeBron is playing for the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and Team Durant is playing for UNCF. Both organizations providing scholarship funding to the to further the higher education of students from historically black colleges and universities. And so, if you guys don't know what the winner of each quarter is going to get, $500,000 to their charity.
Wow.
Which is awesome. And then the fourth quarter rules of last year are still going to apply. I think the target score is still 24 past whoever's winning at the end of the third, which is really cool that they're still honoring Kobe it, that way.
They should keep that forever because
I do too.
Last year was the best All-Star game.
It was the best All-Star game
ever watched.
It was absolutely the best All-Star
game. It was like a game 7 of the NBA Finals.
It was great.
Fourth quarter. It was
great. We saw a fire in those like fourth quarters, and even in the first three too, that like they're playing for their own charity, so they actually have something to play for throughout the entire game. And that was I completely agree. It's the best All-Star game I've ever seen.
I think the thing is, nothing is ever going to match that again, even if they keep the same rules, because a lot of that intensity was because of Kobe.
Maybe, but, yeah.
But I think it's still going to be really good. I like the idea that they're keeping
It's absolutely better than the regular format.
Yeah, for sure. But for the teams, right?
Yeah.
Who do you guys think is better?
Man, there is so much playmaking on Team LeBron. Like, just look at the starters. I mean, obviously, him and Jokic are, like, two of the best playmakers in the league, and so is Luka. Like, that's a lot of offense. Not a lot of defense. They do have guys.
Man, look at the power on Team Durant, man. They have, like, four players alone who could be, considered for captain of one of the All-Star teams. They have Harden, Kyrie, Giannis, who was captain the previous year.
And Giannis is on LeBron's team, bud.
Oh, I take it back. You Kawhi. Know, Kawhi. And one thing I love about these guys, LeBron managed to somehow separate it so that all of his enemies were on one team. And I think because of that, they're all going to go super hard to, you know, to say that they beat LeBron to get that MVP, you know?
I kind of feel bad for any Warriors fans that are still butthurt that Steph Curry's going to be playing with LeBron. So that's going to be really fun to watch.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
not
going to
lie. Curry, Giannis, and LeBron on one team is going to be so much fun.
Yeah. For Giannis
I will
and
say,
LeBron, that's crazy.
Yeah. I will say LeBron's starters are much better, I think. But I think Durant has a better bench.
Oh, for sure.
Harden. He has Harden. Although, I will say LeBron does have Dame coming off the bench.
Mm.
And I hate to say it, but like Tatum as a starter instead of Durant's a pretty big drop.
Oh, that's huge. Durant doesn't the major disadvantage for the Durant team is they don't have their captain playing.
I mean, it even
or and Booker now. Even they now
and
they have Conley over Booker.
And they have Conley. Not even yeah, exactly.
I'm taking Team LeBron, man.
Yeah, for sure I'm taking LeBron. I think he drafted better, and I think that the injuries screwed.
Come on, though. I still have faith in Harden, Kyrie. You know.
The thing is, I said this last year.
The leading scorer in the NBA.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
That is true. I mean, obviously.
Zion, we're going to get some dunks, man.
Everyone who's playing in this game is obviously really good. That's the reason that they're playing in this game. But like last year, I remember thinking, oh my God, Team LeBron is so much better than Team Giannis. And in the end, it came down to like one point, like one free throw by Anthony Davis. So. In the end, I think it's going to be a good game either way.
I do too, but I think
you had like who? Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry taking
charges.
Well,
that was
awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was incredible. What? You had like Embiid posting
everyone
up
was
at
playing
the end
defense.
Of games, and
everyone
like
was
everyone
playing
was playing.
Defense.
Yeah,
no one could score.
It was so cool. It was so cool. And even like look at LeBron's bench lineup. His Dame, Jalen, Paul George, like Ben Simmons and Rudy Gobert. Or, like you can. Like that's a good bench line too. This is gonna be close.
You got like chase down blocks too.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yes. This is gonna be so much. I'm expecting to see. Oh, I can't say that on the pod. a couple Lescrew U threes, you know, when he does that logo step back. I want to see a couple of those. I want to see a couple Ben Simmons alley-oops to LeBron or to Gobert or to Giannis. And
I want to see Tatum dunking on Brown or something like that. Like,
yeah, that would be hilarious. Yeah. Tatum dunking on Brown.
I do not want to see any Celtic on Celtic violence.
I would love to see Celtic hilarious. On Celtic violence. That'd be great. It's going to be, I think
Rudy Gobert blocking like Donovan Mitchell.
They need to love each other.
They do love each other.
Okay.
But not on Sunday.
Not on Sunday. Embiid dunking on Simmons, that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I want to see a Ben Simmons three. I need to see a Ben Simmons three. He's hit one. He's hit a couple this year, hasn't he? He's hit at least one this year. I need to see it.
Kawhi blocking Paul George.
Yeah.
I want to see a Tatum to Beal alley-oop.
Oh, yes.
Some Luka magic. I can't wait.
Beal did hint that he might want to be playing with the Celtics at that Instagram post.
He did you see his Instagram? Posting with the banners.
You guys are like the worst right behind Miami fans.
Well, it's like we Miami didn't post fans, it. It wasn't that
I didn't post it. I didn't post it. Listen, Beal is very good friends with Tatum.
It's what would just you say? Every time.
Hey, imagine if he posted that with like the Houston Rocket banner in the background. Like, that, come on. It's like he's going.
They just played against the Celtics. That's why he posted it.
That's why he posted specifically because of the banners in the background.
Yeah, he liked the aesthetic.
He lost the game. Worst. You don't post a picture from a game that you've lost.
We're the worst Celtics fans behind Miami fans when this it comes to.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Cole Anthony Towns is coming.
I wasn't. Bradley
Beal's coming. I never said that.
I think it's.
Here's the thing. Bradley Beal's not coming, but he wants to come. He's not going to come, but he wants to come.
And we'll get into that next week. We'll talk about all these trade rumors, and we'll talk about what's popping with the Celtics. But they're doing very well lately.
Do you guys have score predictions?
No,
I don't have a score. 300 to 200.
It was like.
There's no defense up until the final, like the final third or whatever.
What was it last
final
year?
Final quarter.
Yeah, 157 to 155 last year. Do you think more or okay? Plus or minus the amount of points scored last year.
I think maybe. Who knows? Maybe without a crowd, they don't go as hard.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you heard about guys like LeBron saying, "Like, so maybe we'll have it. My heart won't be in it."
You actually, know? Yeah. Don't they usually score like around 200? But last year was 150.
Well, yeah. They usually like the couple years before that, it was ridiculous, and it was like so unwatchable.
Yeah. So I think it'll be a little bit above. I'm gonna revise that. I think it's a little bit above 150, but not
when IT tried to dunk.
That was amazing.
That was sick.
That was amazing. Yeah, that was cool. But like, this format is way better. I can't wait for Sunday.
Bro, I remember that clear. Curry. You remember that
Curry Giannis the bounce, and they can do it again this year.
Wasn't there the one where Giannis was coming down the court and Curry just like he just lay down on the court because
that was funny. That was like 2016. He had the dreads.
And then the Russell Westbrook to Kevin Durant alley oop.
That made my heart hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at the official Hurry Up, where we post daily content about the NBA. You should also check out our website, thehurryup.com, where we post more in-depth content about the NBA as well. Go follow us on Twitter at _thehurryup, where we plan to give short pieces of insight on relevant news items on a regular basis. Make sure to stay tuned for these weekly NBA segments every Monday, our NFL segment, which comes out Wednesday, and more bonus content on the weekends. Thanks again, and see you guys next week.